Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos. Hey, I had some thoughts I wanted to share with you today about things change in an instant. Things change in an instant. I was thinking about this, how life can change so fast. And the fact that I'm a follower of Christ, I was thinking about things of the faith life and things that affect eternity. There's so many of them. James 4:14. Wherein is you know not what you shall be in the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanish away. Yeah, our life's just a vapor. And things can change really quick. I know you know this, but have you pondered it? It's a good thing to ponder and meditate on. Let's look at some scripture examples and then just a few real life examples. How about Adam and Eve tossed out of the garden? Genesis 3:23. Wherefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. Adam and Eve sinned. God put him out. Happened in an instant. How about the flood? Noah's day. Genesis 7:7-10. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, and into the ark because of the waters of the flood. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. So yeah, the flood came and wiped everybody out but Noah and his family. How about Sodom? Sodom destroyed by fire. Genesis 19:24-25. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities that which were grown upon the ground. Yeah, God, his wrath fell. How about in the New Testament? God killed a couple in an instant. Acts 5:5-10. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came upon all them that heard these things. And verse 10, Then fell she straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost, and a young man came in and found her dead and carried her forth and buried her by her husband. There you go. In an instant, their lives were changed. Judgment because of sin. Those were all judgments because of sin. And then how about Revelation 19:20? How about eternal hellfire? And the beast was taken out with him, and the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, and with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Yeah, that's going to be the ultimate change in an instant. Judgment into the weeping and gnashing of teeth. Those were all like judgments for sin. How about something of a more good news? How about new life, new spiritual life? Acts 9:5-6, when Saul became Paul. And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you persecute. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what will you have me do?" And the Lord said unto him, "Arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thee must do." Saul became Paul and was changed in an instant. Life can change in an instant. How about new life via the gospel? 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, who hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Isn't that awesome? We get this new life in Christ via the Spirit, via the gospel. So it's a good thing to ponder. Many things in this life can change very quickly. How about persecution can come quickly? Yep. How about getting married? Yeah, that can happen quickly. How about getting divorced? Yep. How about a car accident? Yeah, car accidents happen. Almost had one the other day. How about children are born? Yep, that happens in a day. How about death of a family member or your own death? How about this one? You can gain brethren? Yeah, we can meet a brother tomorrow, a brother or sister tomorrow. We can lose them just as fast. When they fall away, they go in sin, and we got to separate from them. So many things can happen in an instant. And most all of them we do not control. I think, as we're thinking about this, things changing in an instant. How about Christ's return after everything falls into place? Yep. How about him taking up his saints, collecting the elect? Yep, that's going to happen in an instant. All of these things. The judgment of God's going to happen in an instant on the earth. I think the key is this. Ready? Here's the real key. The key is, are you focused on eternity and Christ, or are you focused on the circumstances around you? Think of that. Are you focused on eternity and Christ, or the circumstances around you? I'll end with this psalm. Psalm 142, 1 through 7. And I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way therein I walked, and have privily laid a snare for me. I looked at my right hand and beheld that there was no man that knew of me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord, and said, thou art my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend on my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. So I hope that blesses you. If you're thinking about how things can change in an instant, all those different things, judgment can change, new life, death, all of these things. But then, when you're dealing with those things, what are you focused on? Are your eyes on Christ? Are you focused on him most of all? Are you focused on the eternal and not the circumstances around you? Again, hope that blessed you. Check out everything that we're adding at don'tperish.com. Check out the Ecclesia page. And check out the edification page. Every day, pouring out truth. Mostly check out the gospel. We just added a street preach up that we got done from yesterday. And we'll be pouring out more every single day. Till next time, the Lord lets me come to you once again. Love y'all. Keep seeking the kingdom. Things can change. Hold fast. Christ is worthy. Love y'all. God be praised.